Good afternoon, all here, boo. Oh, fell over then. It's Friday. And it's kind of been a relaxing-ish week, I suppose. Regular lessons at school instead of working on a project. Didn't really have any homework as such from any of the teachers, although we had interaction last Monday, and we got it again, of course, this coming Monday. And didn't really have homework, but we were told to kind of start messing around with some JavaScript, which I've done. Managed to make my own little image gallery in JavaScript, a very simple, basic one, but I like simple and basic. I really think a lot of all this jQuery animation and stuff is overused. Looks nice, but you know, that half a second it takes for that picture to come up, that's half a second of my life I will never get back. So I like things when they're instant. Click, it happens. Click, it happens. Rather than all this kind of fancy animation where, you know, I will end up spending a few minutes extra on a website just because of those bits of animation than I normally would. Because, I guess they make it look smoother and more slick in some ways, but at the same time, you know, it's wasting my time, man. Click. If I want to see a picture, I'll click it. I just want it to pop up. Like I say, that half a second of animation or whatever it is, you know, that's my time you're wasting, buddy. So, just let me see the darn picture. Alright, enough about that. I managed to make a JavaScript. Photo gallery in JavaScript, and then I've been trying to improve on it. One of the problems I'm having is you can actually kind of put JavaScript kind of in right in with your HTML, actually, which is what I've done with version 1 of my gallery, and it's not a problem. It works beautifully. The trouble is it doesn't validate when you go to put the code through the validator that tells you that, you know, the code, the HTML code and whatnot you've written, adheres to the standards of the internet, then it doesn't validate. And it's only the JavaScript that doesn't validate, the little bits of JavaScript that I've put in. So, and that's really bugging me. I like my pages to validate. So now, of course, I'm figuring out a way to actually kind of take the JavaScript out of where it is and insert it into a separate JavaScript document, which will then make the page validate because the JavaScript is tucked away somewhere else. And I'm managing to do it to a degree. I can tuck the images away into a separate file and get those to kind of appear on screen. But trying to get it to do some, get it to do some mouse over effects. When you mouse over, the border around the picture changes colour, and then you mouse out again. That's very easily achieved just using kind of this inline JavaScript, but then when you take that inline JavaScript and try and place it elsewhere, it don't work. So I'm kind of fiddling around trying to figure out a more sophisticated way to get the same effect that I've got in version 1 of my gallery, which works. I don't particularly think it's an elegant solution, which is why I want to kind of try and do an improved version. So, going to keep fiddling with that. Was hoping to get to talk to my interaction teacher today, Niels, but I didn't really get the chance. So, I don't know, I've got a lesson again on Monday. I can kind of corner him sometime during the lesson or afterwards. And, if I haven't figured it out over the weekend, then hopefully you can point me in the right direction, which would be cool. Sorry, this is probably a very boring boo to those who aren't into all this interaction and programming and stuff. And probably a very boring boo to those who are, because I'm a newbie at all this kind of stuff. So, of course, probably things I'm trying to solve are by no means huge problems. It's me just trying to figure out JavaScript, basically. I've never done any before. Started doing it last Monday, so I think being able to make your own gallery in JavaScript from scratch is a pretty good start. I just want to make it a little bit more elegant. All right. Oh, I have to try and not do any programming tonight. I just sit and watch TV and read or something and relax. I'll try and squeeze a little bit in over the weekend, I think, if I can. Not during the day, of course, but probably in the evening. But yeah, tonight I think I just really need to not look at a screen other than a TV screen and just zone out for a bit and try and relax. Alright. Boring old boo. Meaning this was probably a boring old boo, but there you go. I will boo you later.